December 31st, I grabbed a beer, threw it up, said 2020 is my year, bitch. Honestly, that was true, until I gave this motherfucker like a month or two. This is getting kind of ridiculous at this point. Yo, my cat died in a global pandemic, took over my life, and I put out some music that nobody liked. So I got really sad and bored at the same time, and that's why I'm like low-key fuck 2020. Still sad, still like I'm...
Hey everybody, this is True to the Culture Podcast. We're back for another week. This is episode 15, and I'm here joined with, I'm one of three hosts. I'm Miss Lopez, joined here with...
McLive, baby.
Okay, and I guess I'm him, Digit, the number three.
And what you just heard is F2020 by Avenue B. We kind of thought it was fitting, being how this year went. 2020 was a wild ride.
You really feel like fuck 2020? I felt like 2020 was my year. I did a lot.
I mean, we started a podcast this year, and I feel like 2020 was a lot of personal growth for me, because I went through like a really bad breakup at the end of 2019. And then like for 2020, I had to sit with it because, like, you know, we were all at home and...
You had to sit back and like reinvent yourself.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I had to like really like look at myself and why I was at where I was at, because it was like a really low place. So
are you feeling better now?
Oh, yeah.
That's all that matters then.
Oh, man, I like that. You had to reevaluate yourself, had some introspective. So you feel like you grew in 2020?
Yeah, for sure.
That's the most definite for everybody. I feel like being inside and shit, you just get a chance to find yourself, see what things you're really interested in, since you can't go outside and enjoy yourself.
Like that's how I felt like 2020 was for me. It was like I reminded myself of who the fuck I am.
Who the fuck I am.
I forgot. You know?
Yeah, I like the way that sounds.
that sounds like a gangster. Like, you know who the fuck I is?
Yeah.
I definitely feel that. Like 2020, like, if you couldn't be in the house alone, then you need to change something. You
know? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
If you can't stand yourself, then who can stand you?
Word.
You know what I mean? You don't get no realer than that.
Like, yeah, it don't.
You know what's
really
funny
don't.
About 2020, though? Like, you really saw who the people were that, like, are completely unhappy with themselves. Like, it came out, like, in their social media post and all that, like... It's like, wow, you're struggling. Like, I thought you had it all together, but like you've fallen apart and cracking at the seams in front of us on social media. Like, I saw a lot of that this year.
You know what I saw a lot this year? I saw a lot of that fake phony bullshit where like everyone's relationship was perfect. But like when I'm having fun, I don't post it. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You know, ain't that like every other year, that fake love on social media?
I know, but this year was extra. Everybody named Mother was on social media because there was nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurants was closed. Couldn't go shopping. I mean, they was storming capitals with they guns and needing haircuts. You know me, I don't give a fuck about a haircut.
Yeah.
y'all know what I seen? I seen a lot of females complaining about relationships that they not in on fucking social media and shit. So
whatever do you mean?
Just a lot of people always, you know, oh, I need a man, this and that, and...
Oh, yeah, it's some really opinionated women out there.
Yeah, but shout out to those women and shit, because I slid in a couple DMs and they denied me, so fuck you, bitches.
That man's a gunner. Okay. Yeah, I mean...
How do you deal with that? Like, so if a girl lets you down, or if she ghosts you, like, what would you prefer? Because I'm always like... confused about what I'm supposed to do when I want to turn somebody down.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I'd rather a chick be honest than, like, just disappear. I mean, like, I'd rather know the shots was coming, I mean, than bump into somebody like, oh, nah, so-and-so said, like, you know what I mean?
Nah, I'd rather have somebody just shit on me, man. Like,
what?
Just not answering me is just like, it's like, all right, bro. Like, I could have just never hit you up, and we could have just avoided this whole situation. But now you just ghosting me. It's like, All right, man. Whatever. Fuck you.
Yeah, but either way, like, as a woman, it's like, it's the same thing. Because if I ghost you, it's like, fuck you. And then if I be like, listen, I'm just not interested, it's like, oh, fuck you, you fucking bitch. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's worse.
Nah, like, some people, I would rather somebody tell me, like, listen, bro, like, this ain't it. Like, I'd rather hear that than not hear nothing at all.
Yeah. I mean, like, because when you get ghosted, like, that's hella disrespectful. I mean, like, someone don't answer your call, like, you know, you don't know if, like, there's a reason for it, or maybe they just, I mean, like, it's mad unanswered question.
I don't do ghosting. Like, I will tell you, like, listen, I'm not interested, but I'll always get, like, hit with some wild disrespect when I do that. So it's like, I'm to the point now where I'm like, yeah, I might just start ghosting motherfuckers.
I feel like that shit is like a chain reaction. Like, once you ghost somebody, or once somebody ghosts you, you do it to the next person, and then like the next person will end up doing it to you and shit. So I just feel like it's just an ongoing thing and shit. Once you start ghosting shit.
I mean, I guess in today's day and age, people just can't deal with reality. So the ghosting thing is immature. The reaction to the ghosting, or the reaction to the letdown, is immature. But I mean, I guess you gotta expect it both ways, because I mean, our society is just immature as fuck.
That damn social media.
Oh shit, he blaming social media already.
Yeah, I gotta blame social media and shit, because social media is impacting that everything that everybody does and shit.
Nah, not my man Zuckerberg. He got this on lock until he don't got on lock.
That was actually, I put on my Facebook, what should this week's topics be? I put it on my Instagram too. You can follow me at @shelegend, @she_legend on Instagram.
@she_legend, legend.
Anyways, but that was one of the questions that somebody wanted us to talk about, was like, how do you feel about social media's overall impact on society?
Well, go ahead and answer that then, Jade.
Me?
Yeah, ladies first, right?
Oh my God. You're gonna have to stop throwing shots one of these days, because I'm gonna shoot back. But anyways, I feel like these problems that we have in society, like, they were there all along, and social media is just giving people a mask to put on for the world, you know? And I know personally, like, you know, because people tell their business to me all the time. And I know that the couples that post the most, like, oh my God, Joe, like, shit his pants today and I love him so much. Like, those type of people, like.
Joe shit his pants today.
You guys know the type of couples I'm talking about. Yeah, like, that they just, like, on Facebook all the time, like, I just love him so much, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, I'm happy for you, sis, but, like, damn, we don't have to know everything about your relationship, or, like, how happy you are. Like, we don't care. Like, at the end of the day, people don't really, really care. But I feel like the people who are putting it all the time on social media, all the time, like, there's something wrong under the surface there.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Especially, like, people just expose themselves on how happy and depressed they are, because you see some sad ass posts, you see happy posts, you see people living it up, and you see people in the dumps and shit.
I mean, I've vented to Facebook plenty of times, you know what I mean? Shouldn't have, but like, I don't know how to, you know, like, that was before, like, I'm trying not to do it, but it's like, I'm trying to learn, like, healthy coping mechanism, so I don't run to social media to tell my business. You know what I mean?
So I'm gonna play devil's advocate. You know, shout out to my man George. But so I feel like when you're in a relationship and things aren't going well, and you keep putting out the positive side of things, that's like, you know, putting positivity out to the universe. So like speaking it into existence. Like maybe your partner will look it up and see like, oh, I did this, it made her or him happy, so let me do this more. So, like, I'm going to go the opposite of my colleagues here and say, like, that fake face that people are putting up on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest or yourmama.com, like, it's like, I think
shots,
it's...
Shots.
I think it's well-wishing, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, you know... You know the saying, fake it till you make it, right? So who knows? Like, you know, our parents had healthy relationships, you know, and we're looking at it now, 20, 30 years later. But who knows, when they first got together, that shit could have been rocky as the mountain, Jimmy. Like, so at the end of the day, it's just we're getting to see more of people than anybody's ever been able to see. And, you know, like, obviously, my man posting up, you know, he's with his wifey. But, you know, the next night he hit me up like, yo, let's go to the club. Like, obviously, I know what the real is. But eventually, that might just be it. Like, the club might not be his move no more. And he might just be posting up with the wife and the kids. Like, nah, Quay, I can't do it today. Like, you know, baby teething, kid need help with the homework, like stuff like that. So I think that there's a positive side to posting positive things.
Are those things that you would post on social media though? Like, all right, my baby's teething, you know what I'm saying? You take a picture, or all right, I'm doing schoolwork now and shit.
People are doing that.
Like, I feel like a lot of people just is doing shit for clout. Like, I know a lot of the statuses that I post on social media, I'll be doing that shit for clout and shit. That's for, that's for responses and shit, just to see what people think and shit.
So, like when you said you was married last week?
Yeah, when I said I was married and shit, and then it had to the streets.
Oh, shit, clout chasing. But yeah. I mean, like, obviously, if you posted anything on social media, it's really for clout, because, like, 30 years ago, you didn't have to post your breakfast. Like, yeah. 30 years ago, you didn't have to post your promotion or your new car. Like, the people that mattered knew because you gave them a call. Now, 1,500 people that you don't really fuck with, they don't know when your birthday is, they say happy birthday because Facebook told them. I mean, like...
Yeah, we all seeking approval from strangers and shit. Some people we know and some people we ain't never met them a day in their life.
Absolutely. Like, I posted one time, like, social media allows you to talk to yourself and hopefully one of your friends will answer. You mean, like... Like, you really can post what you're thinking. You really post what you're thinking, and then hopefully someone reach out like, nah, you're not a serial killer. Like, I stab my marshmallows too. You mean, like,
yeah.
You know, I got a shit ton of topics that were, you know, suggested, and one of them came in. It says, is it intimidating to a woman when a man is domesticated and doesn't need a woman?
So we at True to the Culture, we are pro female and male. So we want to twist that and do it both ways. Is it intimidating to a man when a woman can write her own ticket? Like, she's a breadwinner, she got a career and all that other stuff. So we're going to let you go first.
It is intimidating to men.
You're not a man. So until you can grow a penis, I don't want you answering that question. But is it intimidating to a woman when a man can do everything? Because, and this is shots fired. Because once upon a time, there was a post about a 50-50 relationship, and you said there's no such thing as 50-50 because you believe the woman's going to do more. But that is implying that the man can't cook, clean, raise the kids, do homework, change diapers. But if a man can do everything that you can do, but better, is that intimidating?
I haven't met him yet, so.
I'm right here, sis. Like,
I ain't going to lie. My cook game is atrocious. I might make the best breakfast, but lunch and dinner, you might starve and shit.
Let me tell you something. I can buy the bread, bake the bread, eat the bread, all that. Like, so, is it intimidating? Like, I'm going to answer for the ladies just like you answer for the men.
I don't think it's intimidating, but I would love that. But, like, in reality, that doesn't come along.
You smell that?
Don't start with me.
You smell that?
No, don't start.
I ain't starting. Like, this is what you wanted. You wanted the smoke.
Oh, my God. I didn't say nothing about that. That was a listener that said that, you know.
Listen, I feel like women, when they see a man who really doesn't want them and shit, they do feel like some type of intimidation and shit because they know that they're expendable.
100,000%.
I've never.
100,000%.
Uh-uh.
100,000%.
Yo, y'all are bugging. Did you see this week I put up a post? Fellas, what do you want for your Christmas? Them motherfuckers sounded like birds. Oh, I want a bill paid. I want this. I want that. I want a tablet. Da, 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 da.
We learned and then from I put, the
within
best.
Within a second, I said, ladies, what do you want? A nap, a fucking break, a goddamn, you know,
most
vacation.
Most of them got kids, though.
Okay, that's where the 50-50 comes in. Half of them have men in their household, and they're like, yo, I'm exhausted because it's not 50-50.
Here's the problem, right? you shooting shots that you don't need to be shot because, like, you hanging out with a bunch of chicks that's in bad relationships. And this is why you have the views you have.
I don't know if they're in bad relationships.
That's a telltale sign. Like, if my girl got to ask for a nap, that means I'm slacking, correct?
Yeah.
Facts. Correct?
I guess so.
So you want to co-sign for the men or the ladies on this one? Like,
I feel like if you feel like you need a nap and shit, you should choose your partner wisely.
More wisely. That is true.
Oh, my God. I don't think. Okay, this is go back to that bullshit of like, oh, he's your baby dad. You picked him. Like, that's bullshit. Somebody can put their best foot forward and da 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 da. And then once they trap you, they're fucking. They do other shit. You know what I mean?
I feel like you're dodging the question.
I'm not.
You like Floyd Mayweather. Like, she got that move, that bob, that dip, that weave. At the end of the day, right? And I got on this post, and I was going to get up on you about how your statistics is skewed, but I'm going to do it on air. So you took a screenshot of, like, the first five dudes, and I ain't going to say them dudes is thirsty or whatever, but, like, at the end of the day, like, you're a young lady, and you got young guys coming at you, and those guys, like, They're at a certain level in their life. I mean,
no, some of them was married that was saying that. Happily married. Just, okay. Oh, this is what I want for Christmas.
Well, you know what? Then maybe he's exhausted that he's paying all the bills and he ain't getting no help. Like, I don't know. I don't know everybody on social media, but then
that was a good point right there. I ain't gonna lie. Maybe he is paying a lot of shit. He can't. You know what I mean?
So now I'm going to go on the other side, right? Because this is what she did. This is the sneaky stuff that statistics do to you.
Y'all are right? So annoying.
I'm just being real. So, like, she took a screenshot of the first clip, and the first clip isn't a full view of her friendship because she got a lot of females who got kids. No, I understand that. If you scroll down a little bit, there was chicks that was like, to not be a mom, like, to have a break. Like,
nobody said that, first of all. There was one girl who was like, I want Louis boots or some Gucci something.
Nah,
she don't have kids. There was one person who said something like that. And then another one was like, I want a massage or something like that. Like, it was very, but here's where I'll give this to you. I feel like my experiment was flawed because...
They're all your friends.
No, because depending on who asked the question, you get a completely different result. So two other guys that are on my friends list, were they, you know, they hit me up in the DM. They're like, I'm curious to see if the results will be different with my friends. So when a man asks, hey, fellas, what do you want for Christmas? The answers were completely different. It was like, oh, I want, you know, I don't know. It was more like the mom side. And then when he said, hey, ladies, what do you want for Christmas? Girls were like legit giving them a real Christmas list. You know what I mean? So I think that the views are skewed depending on who asked the question.
Nobody came to your DMs like, I mean, you know what I want. I just want to know. I just want to know.
Oh, like, she blushing and shit. She ran to some motherfucker. Somebody did try and get in there and try and get a little extra Santa. Get the
sand
on. But
anyway, moving on. Carry on. Next topic.
Nah, but at the end of the day.
Hold up. I ain't going to say her name, but a vacation from being a wife and a mommy.
Who said that? Let me see.
I ain't going to say her name because that's your people. Hold up. We're going to keep going.
No, we don't have to do that.
Some new boots.
Nah.
Vacation. Some tacos. I make some great tacos.
Somebody's asking for tacos. Like, these men were out here thinking they're bad bitches. Like, I want my bills paid.
All I'm going to say is she said there was one. There's two back-to-back asking for boots.
Okay, but listen, that's literally
that vaccine, two girls. Baby.
That's literally two girls that said something, and then all the males on that post were out here acting like they were bad bitches. Like, I want my bills paid.
Spa weekend vacation. Like, you're bugging. Like, this is why they be skewing the style. I had to go to the post. No.
This is what they want for Christmas. So you saying that they can't get a spa date for Christmas?
Yeah. I know. The hell?
I just want to let you know that
man's going crazy.
It's historically recorded. That men get shitty gifts on Father's Day and Christmas and their birthdays.
Okay, all right. Hold up. Real quick, hold the phone.
Days off.
Excuse me.
Surge protectors. Yo, loyalty.
You gonna let me talk? Let's set the record straight. What would be a gift from your girl for Christmas that you're like, damn, she did that shit. Like, I love that girl. Like, not Oh, fucking socks again. Thanks.
Hypothetically speaking, because I am single. So, in my many years or many days on this earth that I've been around the sun all these times, I can't really say you're as old as you feel. You want to take it out to the street, I'll race you backwards. I can't really say that there's been a lot of females who have come through it like a really good gift. Like, don't get me wrong, they tried. Or at least they pretended to try. I mean, like, have you ever had a really good gift from a female? Because a lot of times, a lot of times from a female, it'd be like lingerie. Like I could do without that lingerie. Like, I'm good. You put that t-shirt on real quick. You know what I mean, like, it's. I've had like massage packages. I had vacations. Like, those are really good ones. But then I had socks and shit too. So it's like,
socks sounds like Father's Day though. That's some shit that ropes, you know, that's complimentary. You lucky to get socks on Father's Day.
Pajamas.
You know ropes. What I used to do with my ex with socks? I would just throw out his socks and then replace them with new ones, and he would never notice.
You know what? I would have fired you.
No, because they were like, homie.
My sock game is superb. Like, let me see what I got on today. Oh, you see these?
No, like, I would throw out his old socks and replace them with new ones.
My socks is fire. You throw out my Stan socks or my Nike socks. Like, I got some, like, I don't have, like, a whole bunch of white sweat socks or black sweat socks. That's, like, for Jim or Bob or something like that. But me, like, my shit is official.
Okay.
Like, when my family come up, you get impressed.
I still want to know, what do men want for Christmas?
Good gifts.
Like what?
So, like, as a woman, right, you would like a massage or a break or a vacation, right?
I never posted what I wanted on that Christmas list.
All right, so
I'm the type that I want you to figure it out.
Me, what I want for Christmas, I just want my top to get blown off like Abraham Lincoln.
There you go. There you
early,
go.
Early in the morning. Don't waste no time. As soon as I wake up, I want my gift to be unwrapped already.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Boom. That's next topic.
Yeah, but see, okay, but like, but y'all complain about that too.
That's no,
you
that,
don't know
no.
How many times on Twitter I see like men like, oh, pussy again for my birthday. Woohoo. Like, but ungrateful motherfucker.
No, because it's not, them niggas not single and shit, so them niggas don't know what it's like to not be able to have that shit as accessible as it is and shit.
I just want to say one thing, like, at the end of the day, like, it's kind of like the status quo. Like, that's what we expect at this point. Like, you do get them dudes that's like, I want a PlayStation, but I don't play PlayStation.
Yeah, I feel you though. Like, you can't give me something standard and call it a gift. Like sex on my birthday, that's like, that's complimentary.
No, that's
required. Standard. That's what comes with the shit. Like
that's like airbags in a car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you disagree?
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, sex on birthdays?
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Birthdays, sex on Tuesdays, it's all good.
Is it required, though?
Yeah.
It's standard on a
birthday. That's like a standard thing.
Yeah.
I even want sex on my birthday.
They come with the relationship.
All I'm saying is you try to differentiate men and women, and I keep trying to tell you everybody the same.
Yeah, I guess.
So that 50-50 is more realistic.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with being intimidated, or I wouldn't be intimidated by a woman if she was domesticated.
I would not be intimidated by a woman who was a breadwinner. Like, I would be a stay-at-home dad. I'd be all that stuff. You want me in the kitchen cooking? Yes, babe. You know what I mean? Like, let me get the keys to the legs, babe. You need me to go get the eggs? I got you, hon. You know what I mean? Like I hope all this comes with a 401k, too. That's all I'm saying.
My podcast question line, that what are our 2021 goals?
Let's see. I set a goal earlier this year that I wanted to hit 20K by December. I was close. And then I got caught up in a little bit of gambling. So I say my goal for 2021 is to hit at least 25 to 30K by the time I say April comes around.
That's dope. Young lady?
My goals, they're pretty simple. I want to find a house that I don't get outbid on, because this whole year I've been trying to buy a house or a duplex or something, and I keep getting outbid because the market is so freaking crazy right now. And then I want to take my kids to Disney because my daughters are getting older, and I've always said I wanted to take them, but like life always kept getting in the way of that. So I want to take them before like the magic is over for them and they're too old or too cool to go to Disney.
All right, so it's my turn. I'm going to show my age on this one. My goal for 2021 is I want to start brokerage accounts for my kids, my nephew, something my parents never did, even though we were financially stable my whole life. I'm going to try and make sure my entire family is financially literate. I'm trying to start a business. Y'all don't know if y'all don't understand. I cooks. And I cook. I think I cook pretty well. How y'all like my breakfast this morning?
Mm-hmm. It was very good. I liked it.
Yeah, I fucks with the spatula. So I'm trying to have a restaurant by September. And I'm trying to get to a place of financial stability. I don't know if that's going to be through property or stock market or whatever, but I'm trying to get to the next level. I'm trying to get into that tax bracket where I could be like, damn, I should have voted for Trump.
What?
I'm trying to get the type of bread where I could be like, well, I mean, he ain't talking about me. He talk about y'all. Mm-hmm. like that 50 cent type deal. Like I ain't saying 50 cent money, but like once you over 400K, it's a different story on how you itemize and victimize the system.
I feel that though. Like it's and especially that you said that you wanted to make sure that your family was straight at the end of the day. Because that's the main part, is to make sure the future is solidified. Not so much as how you gonna be doing, even though that is important too.
Like my long-term goal is, because I look at what happens in my community and I always see that when someone dies in, you know, in our family or whatever, like they just leave debt behind. That's it. And a whole bunch of like paperwork that we can't find stuff. You know what I mean? Like I made a book, my life insurance is on there. Like I have everything set up for my kids. I do not want to leave my kids anything but push forward to something that they can build for themselves. Like I want them to be in better shoes than I was at 18. So like, you know, when they turned 11 and 12, no, 10 and 11, I put them on as authorized users on my credit cards.
Oh, snap. I'm taking them girls out shopping.
No, but like what it is like you put them on as authorized users. And by the time they're 18, like, guess what? She's had that since she was 10. So now she's walking into the game, 8 years of credit history under her belt. And only do that if you're responsible with your credit, which I am. So like, I'm good to do that for them. So they're going to be, and I put them on a card that I've had open since 2006. So that's even more credit history. You know what I mean? Like it all gets tacked onto that. So I want to set my kids up, you know, to have something, you know what I mean? Cause that's what everybody else does.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm trying to get to that place where, you know, the legacy, it like the legend continues. I mean, like, I'll end, I'll expire, you know what I mean? I'll transcend. And then them kids will be like, well, I ain't got to go here and beg. I can go get it. I got it. Good. Like,
yeah, bottom line is like, don't let your legacy be trash.
I can agree with that. Most definitely.
All right. So this is the end of the show. We here at True to the Culture Podcast. We'd like to thank you all for listening.
Also, people keep sending in their music, but they're not telling us their name. So I'm going to end up having to either put the music on and say your government name, or you could just do what we ask and send in your music link along with who you are, where our listeners can find you, because that's how we'll put you on the podcast. You know, a snippet of your music to give to our listeners. You know, we're listened to in 22 countries, like, you know. It works both ways, but we got to know who you are. So don't just send in an email link and with the music and we don't know. A lot of the times it's an audio file, so it's not even like it's a YouTube link where I can go see who this artist is. But again, you can email your music at 3tcpod@gmail.com.
I'm good. She said everything that I wanted to say.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Hey. All right, so y'all take care till next time.
Peace.
Bye.